Hi there. Welcome to Honor to Mary, a Catholic podcast dedicated to intentional daily prayer practice. I'm your host, Monica Fish. This podcast is a glorious devotion that will help you pray daily and deepen your faith. Join me for prayers, reflections, novenas, devotions, passages, all guiding you closer to faith and spiritual solace through our own curation of faithful pieces. Placing an importance of a daily Thanksgiving is a surefire way to take care of you as we navigate this modern world. Through reciting the Rosary, we will implore the Blessed Mother to intercede for our petitions as we pray for the grace of peace, patience, and perseverance. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Gratitude for America's First Harvest, Jamestown, 1610. Welcome to Saving America Through Prayer, a series from Honor to Mary. Today we go back to 1610 when settlers in Jamestown gathered for one of America's earliest recorded harvest celebrations. They turned to God in thanksgiving for his provisions during the time of extreme difficulty. The settlers of Jamestown endured starvation and sickness during their first few years in the New World. But in 1610, after a successful harvest, they paused to thank God for sustaining them. Their faith and gratitude inspired resilience and hope, laying the foundation for the nation we would become. Today's Bible verse is, "Their actions echo Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful." Today's call to action is, when we love America, we practice gratitude even in difficult times. Let's thank God for his provisions and trust in him in the challenges we face today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the faith and perseverance of those who came before us. Just as you provided for them, we trust you will provide for us today. Fill our hearts with gratitude, and may we always give you thanks. Amen. In difficult times, it can often seem very difficult to have gratitude. However, that practice is truly a muscle, and we have to remember to utilize it each and every day, no matter how big or small our gratefulness might feel. It's really important to call it to the surface. Amen. Thank you so much for being here with us today. A very warm welcome to everyone who has been joining us and everyone who has joined us today for the first time. We're happy to have you here. It's been a beautiful journey, and I look forward to praying with you next time. I'm truly grateful that we have all been able to come together and pray together, no matter where we are. Thank you so much, and may peace be the journey.